Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning.
Campeón. I take you global. I've been moreno, papi, loco since 88. I like dance on the lolo. It's in my torso. I got fire like some cultures. Get in my ojos. Okay, okay. We don't walk away in my gold day. No way am I gonna leave. Oh, no, not today. Do not behave, but it's on the league. Weep before you speak, though. Think before you eat. How you love a country food more than its people. Cause I think you hide behind your politics. You do not want answers, you want arguments. Okay, yes, I love the kingdom more than I love my nation. Yeah, yes, I love my neighbor more than I love his papers. Okay, okay, stop that. Still I, we thrive, we thrive. We don't, do not die.
Coming live from the Citadel, I was made alive in the biggest bell. When Washington fell, still hit it in jail.
Love,
till we live well, we gon' play the role real well.
Campeón.
Woo. One time for the stop sign. Arriba campeón. Oh yeah. Oh, arriba campeón. Singing my song. Arriba campeón. Arriba campeón.
TNC. TNC se unió con el KB. Buscando mi salchicha como KD. Yeah. Un saludo a los boricuas en el Navy. Oh, representaron latino visto KB. Nos hicimos bajo el sol, baños de sudor. Yeah. Laboramos todos los días aunque hubo dolor. Lo negativo no nos mata, nos hace mejor. Nuestra fuerza no depende del alrededor. Oh, Cuba. Chile, Nicaragua, Argentina y Bolivia. Latinos somos ya familia. Unidos como nos dice la Biblia. Quiero que la gente me suba las manos bien altas para el techo. Y si tú eres latino y no te avergüenzas, pues date dos puños bien duros para el pecho.
And I met the bravest, but they still sing when they're living through the anguish. Never be famous when you got a smile for your kids when you know that they're in danger. You feel anger, Puerto Rico, many bodies never claimed you. And when you look into your neighbor and you get hatred, but they be back on vacation. But the people still make it, they will never break it. Cause we're dealing on with the great here, being made here, spend a couple days here. See the courageous people that you don't want to migrate here. Probably really want to have the gospel for the nations. Cause I see sheep when you say your heart's full, homie. I see deep when I see weak. I pray to God, I see me. Come on.
One time for the South Side.
We wanna live, let the light in. I know that you're tired, mommy, you're a fighter. Yeah, we just wanna live, I cannot forget. As long as I live, I'll be standing right here. We just wanna live, let the light in. Oh, he's alive, you are not forgotten. Yeah, we just wanna live, let the light in. Trouble won't last, but the word will, baby.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. How is everybody doing? You know, there's some people that are already up. They've been up since like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. How are you? There's people that are already at work. Thank you for tuning in. Those that are just getting up and those that will get up later on and see this later, Good morning, good morning. It is Monday, October 15, 2018. We're already in the middle of October, y'all. Almost October gone already. October just got here, like the other day. Wow, amazing. You know, and to say that, just to say that, time waits for nobody. So if you don't have your stuff already planned out or getting your stuff together, time is just going to keep going, and you're going to stay stagnated. You're going to stay in the same place. You ain't going to grow. So make it a point today to stretch yourself, to grow, to make those plans. Don't just stay in thinking, okay, I got time. It's already October 15th. Who would have thought, right? We're in the middle of October. Next thing you know, I'm like, hey, welcome November. Hey, how's 2019? Right? Because time just goes that fast. So, people, don't stay sleeping. Sleeping is good. Sleeping is good when you need it. Sleeping is good when you need the rest. But sleeping is not good when you're just sleeping on your life and you're not trying to do anything, you know? You have to be a productive person in society, right? That's one. So we have to find a way that we can meet the supply and demand, if you will, right? So we have to get money to pay the bills. But you want to do it in a way that you're somewhere you're happy or fulfilled, right? A lot of us just, we at work, right? Or we get a job and then we're miserable. Like, we're like, oh, you know, we're just here because we have nothing else, or we're just here because we need to pay bills. But when you're doing something that you know is part of your purpose, it's not a job, right? It's not a job. It's actually, to me, you know, it's my honor, it's my privilege to do ministry, right? Ever since I found out what the purpose was in my life. So learning your purpose, right, will answer a lot of your questions about life. You know, we're always questioning and asking, you know, why this, why that, right? Why are we here? Why has this happened to us? Why are we doing certain things, right? What makes us tick? Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning, Jamina. Good morning. Good morning, Marisol. Good morning. Good morning, Queens. Queens salute. Welcome, welcome. So today I want to talk about, today's topic I want to talk about, it's a two-partial one. So it's learning your purpose. Learning your purpose in life, because I feel if you learn your purpose in life, a lot of the questions you have about life will be answered. And then the second is be kind to others. Be kind. What does it really cost to be kind? You know, good morning, good morning. So sometimes we just grow up in this environment that, I'm going to speak for me, myself, right? So I grew up in the Bronx in the concrete jungle. And, you know, we were taught, like, you know, you have to do the poker face. We were taught you come in with attitude already, right? We were taught, you know, to be aggressive from the beginning. Like, kind, not so much, because if you display that you're kind to somebody, it's almost like a weakness. And I guess that's true for the world, right? I guess that's true for the world, but, you know, now that I'm walking a different walk, you know, I see that's not truth. That's not truth. If you're kind to somebody, that you're weak, you know, that's not true at all. Actually, if you're kind, that's when you're the most strongest. Because when you're kind to people, you know, all you who you really trying to honor is God. Because he asks us to love one another as we love ourselves, right? Love our neighbor as you love yourself. When you do that, you're honoring the Most High, you know? Good morning, Knowledge. Good morning, Knowledge. Peace, peace. So you're honoring the Most High when you love one another, right? When you generally love people, not when you love them because you can get something from them or you need something from them or they're kind to you, you know, today and so they may not be kind to you tomorrow. No, when you genuinely love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, let's backtrack. In order to do that, guess what? Come a little closer. You got to love you. Yeah, you got to love you. So you got to have true love for self. You have to love you, because there's no way you can love anyone else, your neighbor or your family or your children or anyone, if you don't have no love for yourself. It's just, you can't give what you don't have, right? I can't offer you $1 million because I don't have $1 million. So I can't, you know, I can tell you, oh, yeah, when I have it, I'll give it to you. But I can't really offer it to you. I can't give you $1 million because I don't have it, right? So if you don't have the love, you can't give it. You know what I mean? So the first thing would be to tap into that, like to tap into loving you, right? Just hugging yourself maybe sometimes, looking in the mirror and being like, good God Almighty, you're amazing. Right? Try that today. Good God, you're amazing. I know I tell myself that every day, even when I'm not looking too cultured. And this morning, I don't feel good. My throat hurts. You know, I got my tea ready. Those are listening through LushRadioOnline.net can't really see me, but those that see me live on my Facebook, MIE2K, and then later on my IG, you know, I bun my hair to the side. You know, my bangs always stay on fleek. But I just wasn't in, you know, just wasn't in the mood to really, like, gel and do all that stuff. And it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I'm still me. I'm still me in the inside. I'm still me on the outside. It's still me, you know? So whoever loves me and whoever cares about me is going to love me regardless, whether my bun is this way, whether my hair is standing up, whether I have a hair day or not, right? That's how you know the difference between the people that truly, genuinely care and those that I just surround you because they have ulterior motives, right? Good morning, Mr. Christopher. Good morning. How are you? Thank you, bro. Thank you for letting me know how. Did you see me that way? But you know what? Honestly, I feel that way. So it's all right. It's okay, you know? So today's topic is, it's a two-part, right? Thank you. It's a two-part. So it's be kind to others, right? Because we always need that reminder for somehow, because especially when we live this a stressful life, right? So be kind to others. That's a good reminder always. Hey, be kind to others. Love, you know, one another. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That it sounds easy, but it's not really easy for a lot of people. So that's the reminder. And then learning your purpose. Learning your purpose will answer a lot of your questions about life. I know you people got 1,000 questions about life. I know I do. I continue every day to have questions, you know. There's always things that come up that make you question, right? Life is a question, or you should be questioning, you know, certain things. A lot of people just go with the flow. I question. And it's okay. It's okay to question. Thank you, Christopher. So it's okay to question certain things in your life. But when you know your purpose, when you already know your purpose, like when you stand and you're walking in your purpose, a lot of those questions are already answered, or they get answered. Good morning, Dee. Good morning, Cuzzo. So it took me a while. Like, I'm a late bloomer, I like to say, right? I'm a late bloomer. I wish that when I was growing up that I had, you know, more godly people around me. That, you know, my mother was a praying, you know, prayer warrior, my grandmother. I mean, I had people in my family that always been praying. And I guess I've had people around me that have been praying because I'm here today. But I'm just saying, like, more people that walked with me and did life with me and kind of, you know, nudge me on some things like, hey, you know, don't do that. Hey, don't punch that girl in the face. Hey, don't, you know. Just people that will walk with me and do life for me and remind me that I have so much more to give and more to offer and help me find my purpose, right? It happened on God's timing. God's timing is a perfection. So it took this long in my life for him to chase me down because he chased me and for me to finally stop running and just embrace, right, what he has for me. Yeah, Marilyn, so I question every day too. Every day I got some questions. And I know my purpose. I still question some things. So when I begin to question, I seek the answer by speaking to those that I feel are more knowledgeable than me or have more wisdom than me. Or I just go straight to the book, right? The book of life, the Bible. You know, everything is on there. Everything is in there. Boy, everything is in there. Talk about soap opera and all type of stuff is in there. Thriller, there's murder, there's all type of stuff in the Bible. Take the opportunity to open the Bible today. There's a bunch of answers there. Answers even for the modern time of today. Things that you'll be shocked about, like, what? Yeah. Things that we're questioning today in 2018, October 15, 2018, it's in there. Yeah, given an opportunity. Good morning, Hector. Good morning, good morning. How are you? Peace, King. So I'm going to go into music, and I'll be right back. And, you know, let's get into this topic. You can call in at 213-943-3705 if you want to chime in on what we're talking about today. Again, I'm going to repeat. The topic is a reminder to be kind to others, right? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And learning your purpose. Learning your purpose. Because once you learn your purpose, that will answer a lot of questions that you have about life.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered host, Emma E2K. So I am live through lushradioonline.net, and I'm also live on my Facebook page. So it's Facebook backslash Emma E2K, the letter E, the number 2, the letter K. I'm also on Instagram, and so, yeah, follow me. Check out my website, emmae2k.com. Leave me something on the guest book, and, you know, like that, I know you checked out the website. So Marilyn says, I'm trying to read Marilyn's comment. It's telling me see more, but I can't see more here. So today we're talking about Valerie. Good morning. Good morning, Valerie. Good morning. So today we're talking about being kind to others, right? That's just a reminder of today. This is today's reminder to be kind to others. But the main topic is finding your purpose. Finding your purpose. Because once you know your purpose, a lot of the questions you have for life will be answered. A lot of the questions. I know that happened for me. And it happened for a couple of people that I've spoken to. That they said, you know, once they found their purpose and once they knew what they were called to do, what they were put in this world to do, or a lot of the answers that, a lot of the questions that they had were answered, right? So I believe that's true. It was true for me. I believe it's true. It's been true for a couple other people. Marilyn, you said, I grabbed the Bible the other day, and it's answering my question about my love. Okay. I can't read the rest of it. I'm trying to see if it'll come up. I'm trying to go to the comments here and see if it'll come up. And once I pull it up and I can see it, I'll read it out. Good morning, Valerie. Good morning. Good morning, Edgar. Good morning, bro. What's up? What's going on? Welcome, welcome. Motivational Mondays. You already know what it is. We're here. We're live. And motivating, right? But that's the whole point. To motivate, to be motivated and to go out there and motivate others, to go out there and be kind to others, to go out there and learn your purpose. And once knowing your purpose, a lot of those questions that you have about life will be answered. I had so many questions. I had like a long list of questions about life. And when I began to open the Bible and I began to do like Bible studies and I began to ask, you know, people, like I said, more knowledgeable than me, that I thought had more wisdom than me, a lot of the things, you know, just started being more clear. I started understanding it more. Now, not everything was, you know, has been clarified. I'm still in the search. You know, I'm still waiting on God to just make it clear. But one thing I know, that he will do that. So, when I first started going to church, like, every Sunday, and then I was going on Wednesdays, and then, you know, I found myself going to church, like, you know, just several times a week, I started questioning that, too. I'm like, why am I going to church so much? Why I need to be up in this church all the time, right? And, you know, I'm just so happy that he loves me so much and he understands me, right? And he just doesn't judge me. And so lovingly, it came the time that I was in my, I was leaving the church and I was in the parking lot. And just like that, just so clear and so softly and, you know, and so that I can understand, he made it clear. He said, you know, daughter, the reason why I have you come into church is because the way you're out there, I have you out there pouring into people, I need the church, which is the body, right? The people pouring into you. Mm. Some may not get it. Some, what I just said, may just go over their head. But some, it may be an aha moment for you too. It was an aha moment for me. Then and there, I got it. I was like, oh, okay, that's what church does. it's the process to spiritual healing. Wow. All this time, I'm like, why I gotta be up in church, like, why I gotta go to church all the time or whatever. I don't have to. I don't have to. Nobody's bribing me or forcing me or, you know, none of that. But I need to continue to get poured into, because otherwise, while I'm out there pouring to other people, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to feel drained. I'm going to not feel great. I need to feel great. I need, when I'm pouring into people, that they see the God in me, right? But not only, you know, not a tired God, they need to see the refreshed, revived, like the, right? I could do it for other things. Why am I going to do it to represent the big G-O-D, right? So I got to show my excitement. I can only do that when I get revived, when I go to church and get poured into. You know, while my corner sisters are praying for me, while my chosen women are praying for me, while the godly men that I now have in my life pray for me, you know, while, you know, they may see something going on that I don't see it, and they're like, hey, sis, this is what's going on, or whatever. Or if I posted something on Facebook, on Instagram, because let me tell you something, my church family follows me. My pastors follow me. My pastors watch everything that I do. And if I do anything that's not, you know, appropriate, or that just doesn't look right for me because they love me so much, they will let me know, hey, maybe not that. Maybe you shouldn't have posted that, or maybe you shouldn't, you know. I have amazing leaders in my church that will be like, that could be, you know, that could be misunderstood, or that could be, you know. And when they do that, it's, I love them more and more. I just get closer and closer to my church family when they do that, because they don't do it to judge me. They don't be like, well, Emma, pointing fingers. You know, they do it lovingly, like, hey, we love you, and we just don't want people to be looking at you like that. Ooh, thank you for looking out for me, right? That's like when you say that if you're my friend and you see me looking crazy coming out, right, dressed crazy or whatever, tell me something. Because if you walk with me, you don't tell me something, you're not my friend. How you care about me if you see that I got toilet paper stuck in my shoe and I'm just walking and you just like, just, I'm not going to say nothing. That's not a friend. That's not someone that really loves you. You know, that a friend would be like, hey, hold on, wait. You got toilet paper though. Hey, girl, you're just not looking correct. The lipstick and all that, that don't match. Well, mine does, but I'm just saying, you know. you know, the outfit is like, you know. But, again, the delivery has to be kind, right? We're just not going to be like, oh. The delivery has to be kind. That goes back to being kind to others. Being kind to others and being a true friend, right? Knowing your purpose. That's what we're talking about. Knowing your purpose in life. Who wants to call in and talk about it? Let's see. Let's see who's on my phone line. Is anybody on my phone line? Holla, holla. 213-943-3705. Let's talk about it. Come on, call in. 213-943-3705. Yes, ma'am. Tell them I love them too. 213-943-3705. Baby girl Gemini, how are you? Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome. It's Motivational Monday, and we're talking about some things here, like always, like every Monday. I love to talk about something, some things that are meaningful, some things that are inspiring and motivational, some things that you could take with you during the week, during the day, and just share, and share, right? Good morning, everybody. So learning your purpose. We all have purpose, no matter if you feel that you don't. We all have purpose. We're here for a reason. We're here for a season. Some of us are going to make it to the 90s. Some of us are not going to make it till then. Some of us may make it till 40. Some of us not make it till then. God already has written our life out. But are we really living that life out? Are we really living it out? I mean, he wrote it. Unfortunately, we don't get a, you know, we don't get like a sneak peek, like, here's your life. Because if he did do that, I don't think a lot of us will follow up, right? We'll be like, in that year, that happened. I'm not even trying to deal with it, right? Hit me up in the inbox. Hit me up in the inbox, and I'll pass you the number. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, isn't it, baby girl? It's deep. Yeah, life is deep, and a lot of people be like, you know, they wanna not feel the deepness because they don't want to feel the brokenness. But guess what, y'all? In your brokenness, that's where the healing is. If you don't feel the brokenness, you're never going to heal. You're just going to constantly medicate yourself with drinking, with taking pills, with smoking, with whatever you can get your hands on, with shooting up, with whatever, gambling, whatever, you name it. You name it. It's that's just a Band-Aid. That's just a Band-Aid that you put on your pain and on your hurt. And then it just becomes a cycle over and over and over again. You ain't going to heal, and you're just going to just get into worse situations doing that. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose respect. You're going to lose status. And you're going to get further and further away from your creator that's just trying to love on you and help you. We think that we know what we're doing, or we think, you know, that we operate or function on our own. Right? So those that don't have purpose, that's the way they think. I know better. I know my purpose. So I know that I cannot do nothing. I cannot function without my big G-O-D. I can't. I'm not even going to try. Ooh, it's too much work. And I still don't get nowhere. I waste energy. I'm just trying to do things on my own instead of just giving it up, instead of being like, he is God, you take care of it, right? Because he will. If you be like, Lord, if this is just way too much for me, this is just too much for me. Here you go, take it. I've done that numerous of times, and he has taken it. All right, daughter, I got it. I got this. And he shows up and shows out in a mighty way. I'd be like, yes, yes. Remind me that I'm not alone. Champion, you know? Baby girl, let's see. A lot of people run from reality because they don't want to deal with the pain. Yeah. But that is healing.com. Yes, it's Sam Diggity. BX is in the building. New York in the house. New York in the house. I said New York in the house. Good morning, NY. Yeah, the Jets won. Shout out to all the Jets fans. I'm a diehard. Even though I don't watch it, I'll keep it a buck. But, you know, just something about the New York teams that I support. BX all day, you know. NY all day. Florida's in the building. Shout out to Wesley Chapel. Yeah, I see you. Of course, please send me a friend request. Yes, come on, let's do it. Follow me on all social medias, Emma E2K. It's Emma E, the number 2, the letter K. Emma E2K, one word. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Twitter. Wherever you at, I'm at. I be's where I'm at. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the follow. Make sure you share the video, you know, in case anybody else needs to hear something that goes on today. So no one's calling me today. It's 213-943-3705. Good morning, Gary or Jerry? I apologize if I misspelled. So it's G-E-R-I, and you know, I don't know, well, you don't know, but my vision ain't too. So, and I have my glasses on. So, good morning, good morning. It's good to see you, Motivational Mondays. Topic for today is be kind to others. Learning your purpose will answer a lot of the questions you have about life. Once you know your purpose, it will answer a lot of the questions you have about life. People have tons of questions. I know I have many, many questions, but knowing your gift, knowing your talents, knowing your purpose will answer a lot of those things, you know? It will definitely answer a lot of those questions. So I'm going to go into some music real quick and be right back. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. It's a double blessing on Mondays, y'all. The first thing is we're alive. And we should just be straight grateful just for that, right? We're up. God has given us grace and mercy and favor. Like, he didn't have to do that. We could have just You know, that's it. That this would have been our last day. But he has so much more for us to do. He has much more for you guys to do. That's why you're here. So we're talking about those that just came in the last half hour, in the last couple of minutes, or while music. While I was playing Sam Smith, that was Sam Smith, Pray. The topic is Be Kind to Others. Be Kind to Others. And learning your purpose is a two-part, right, topic. So it's reminding everybody to be kind to others and learning your purpose, because learning your purpose will answer a lot of questions you have about life. All those thousands of questions that run through our mind all the time about life. Once you know your purpose in this world, once you know why you're here for, a lot of those questions will be answered. Open up the Bible. There's a lot of answers there. There's all the answers there. All the answers are there. Talk to somebody that's more knowledgeable than you, more wiser than you, right? We do that for business. When we want to grow in business, we'll find a mentor or somebody that's more knowledgeable, right, in what we're trying to get into, right, the industry or the business that we're trying to get into. Same thing. Same thing with ministry. Same thing with gaining, you know, trying to start, begin, or keep, or flourish your relationship with Jesus Christ. My relationship with my big G-O-D is solid. It's solid because I've worked on it. I continue to work on it. Don't think it's just you. We have a relationship and then we're always cool. No, you got to work on it. You got to work on it like you work on your marriage. You got to work on it like, if you know, when you're with somebody. You got to work on it like when you go work and you have relationships, it's a job. Like, so every relationship needs to be worked on. Not, you know, it's just not going to just walk or keep on its own. How do you think people stay married 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? It ain't because they're not paying attention or they're not working on their relationship, right? You got to always constantly revive it. You got to constantly always see the beauty in it, right? So I constantly got to be doing that. There's a lot of people that idle time is not good for them. Idle time is not good for me because in idle time, I'm not productive. I'm productive when I keep myself busy doing some kingdom business, right? And I'm just speaking that for me. For other people, it's different. There was a time in my life, just shy three, if you would have called me 3 years ago, I would have been like, what? If you would have told me, you know, that I would be living a life of ministry, of actually, you know, putting people first and loving on them and all that, I would have been like, what? No. No, I think you got the wrong Emma. There's a lot of Emmas. I think you got the wrong one. I really would have not even believed it. But man, God has a way just stepping in and making just people anew. And he has made me anew in mind, body, and spirit. I'm like 45 pounds lighter. I got good credit now. He done got me a house. Like, I would have never done that on my own. You know, I just wouldn't have done that on my own. Not by myself. Not with my own strength. It has to be with his strength and his mercy and his favor and him opening the doors, right? And those that are, there's some will get it when I talk. Others, it just, you know, and they'll tune off because maybe right now in life, they're just not ready. You know, right now maybe they just don't want to hear, you know, about the mighty provider, right? About the big G-O-D. I'm not here to sell you anything. This is not a product. God, Jesus is not a product that I'm trying to sell you like, hey, here for $2.99. Or $30 with, you know, two or three payments of $10.50. This is something that's free for everybody if you want it. Right? It's free if you want it. The relationship with Jesus is free if you want it. There is no annual fee. There is no trickery. The minute you don't want it no more, then you don't have it. It's optional. I mean, he's always there. He's always waiting on us, you know. I'm like, I wonder too. I'm like, if I had those, you know, if I was God, like, would I be just giving people free will and letting them decide what they wanted to do? Right? Oh, my God. Thank God I'm not God. Thank God I'm not Jesus, you know, because I don't know, many of y'all maybe might not be here. Right? So, oof. Keep praying and thank him. Like, Lord, thank you that it's not Emma. Because I don't know, you know, if I'll be okay with that, you know, of my children constantly hurting me, constantly doing the wrong thing, like having me weep and cry, like I've given you everything, you know, I've given you everything, and you can't get it together. You can't, you know, take care of your kids. You can't keep your hands off women. Like, you know, why are you hurting, you know, women? Like, why are you hurting men? Why is the abuse? You know, why abuse? Why the violence? Why the drugs? Why the addiction? Why? I don't know. You know, again, I know my purpose. I know a lot of the reasons, you know, those questions. I know them now, you know, but it's not an easy thing. It's not easy for other people. So when I speak, I just want you to know that I'm sharing my testimony and my story. You know, everybody's story is different. Yes, thank God he's God and not us, girl. Thank God, because I don't know. Good morning, Liz. Good morning, my beautiful sister queen. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just so glad that he has that position and I don't have to worry about because I don't know if I can just give out just the free will to people and they just do all type of craziness and I could just stand by. What a mighty, mighty God, right? What a merciful and gracious, mighty God. Oof, I'm telling you. I'm just so glad that that is not on my plate or that's not on me. Because I don't, like I tell you, I don't know. I'll be like, no, you got to do it this way and you got to do it that way. But he doesn't do that to us. Like he does not do that to us. We still do what we want. And when we in the trenches, you know, when we in a prison cell, when we in jail, when we got diagnosed with cancer, like, when all these things are happening that we call out to him like, God, help me. If they would be calling to me, I'd be like, what do you mean help you? Who told you to go down that path? But he doesn't do that. He just be like, yes, thank you for calling me. I'm going to swoop right in, and I'm going to handle it, and I'm going to take care of it. Thank God that he's God, and I'm not. Because I'm telling you, I'll be trying to teach people some lessons. Oof. His unconditional love, yeah. I remember one time I said that about his unconditional love, and somebody was like, he doesn't say he has unconditional love in the Bible, but everywhere else it says his love is forever, forever, unconditional. I'm just saying, right? Well, okay. Yes, enjoy the rest of your day too. The Most High is the most merciful. Oh, thank God. Like, I stay forever grateful on that. Good morning, Sanaila. Good morning. How are you? Bronx is in the building. Boogie down, New York, New York. So we're talking about today about being kind to others and learning your purpose. But once you know your purpose, a lot of the questions you have for life will be answered. I'm glad that I know my purpose is not to be God, because I'm telling you, I don't know if I can handle these ungrateful and disrespectful children that are out there just not caring and just doing things and just running amok and not realizing what they're doing. But since I am not God, thank you, and it's not up to me, I just do as he asks, which is kind of others. Pray for people, right? I continue to pray. I'm on prayer all the time. Baby girl, I see your request, and I'll do it after the show. I'm on my knees each day just praying, you know, my face just deep in that Bible, like, because I want to continue to know more. I want to continue to, you know, learn more answers of that I have of life. I continue to talk to those that are wiser than me, that are more knowledgeable than me, and those that are not, because God uses everybody. God uses even a rock. God will use you too. If you think that he can't use you because you did this, you did that, because you lied, because, you know, whatever your reason in your mind is, God can use you too. God uses everybody. That's another thing too. I don't know if me being God, I will use people that have just done all this trifling stuff. Again, I'm glad I'm not. I don't have to play that position. Then Sanaida says, you are blessing to so many. I am proud of you. Oh, amen. Let's continue to pray for Jen and her family. Yes. So prayers will go out to Jen and her family. I'm going to write that down to make sure I add that to my prayer request and my prayer list. So those that are prayer warriors out there, let's pray for Jen and her family. And God knows already what it is, the situation. So we don't really need further details. All we need to know that we uplift Jen and her family. We place them at God's merciful feet, and he got it. God got it. God always got it. God always got me. That's what it has. Like, people be like, why you be so amped up and motivated and inspired? What? Because I know how much he loves me. I know how much he loves me. I know how much he loves me. And before, I felt unworthy and unloved. And he just washed that all away. Like, what? Like, I don't have my crown on today. You know, usually I'd be having my crown. But he reminds me who I am, who I'm in him, and who he is in me, right? He reminds me that I am the daughter of the King of all kings. Like, I got to walk in that. I got to walk in that, right? I am the daughter of the Most High. Like, there is no one above him, and I have that royal bloodline. I'm not going to walk it. Oh, yeah, I'm walking it. I'm walking it. I'm talking it. Just give me a moment so I can brag about him. Like, what? Don't get me started. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to come back to my devotional. And let's play some Fuego. And my last comment about today and what we're discussing today. So I'm going to play some Stephen Malcolm Fuego.
Work all on the table, yeah. My bros on payroll, hey, tell them goons to lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresh, go. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego. Hey, no long top boy, they know I got that fuego, that fuego, 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 came up from that vendo, hey, put it in work like.
Sauce de fuego, yeah. Stay with that sauce like Alfredo, yeah. Blessings, they come when he say so. Hold up, hot to my haters, I'm main, oh, yeah. I put my homies on payroll, yeah. Placed at the top like a Kenko, I throw the juice up to silence my enemies. Right through that potato. Lighting up the city, the reason I write for. Giving the gospel where the people be needing that light show. Giving the pen and we deliver more sinners with eyes closed. See the light up in the jar like the skin on Michael, yeah. I shine too bright with that lighter. See, you will find them who take that boy higher. Three for that win, my touch be the might. That's free from my sin, black ties in the choir.
I'm on this table, yeah. My bros on payroll, hey, tell them goons to lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresh, go. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego. Fuego, 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 fuego
play. We kiss it way, way up so high that ain't even no gravity where we stay. Yes, you will suffocate all in the atmosphere like, yo, what happened here? Just me, I'm sorry, yeah, I do not care. Look in the sky like that's me you see there. If no weapon prospers, then I shall not fear. This here the second city for those who thinking we do not got it on lock with no key. We are the prodigy, we are the anomaly, strengthening outnumbered, we are IGAV. We are slightly crazy, we are Patrick Swayze. We go and go till the end, oh, but we do not end, oh. Joe told me step, I'm like Lego. Hype beats all over that fuego.
I got work all on this table, yeah. My bro's on payroll. Hey, tell him goons are lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresco. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego. Hey, no long top boy, they know I got that fuego. That fuego.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed, blessed Monday to be here. Thank you guys for tuning in. The hour is almost over, but I want to share my devotional for Monday, like I always do, and then I'm going to give my, you know, my final thoughts. Thank you for those that have shared the video, that will continue to share the video. This is the point where I put my purple Versace's on so I could be able to read. So October 15, 2018, flip the switch. Have you ever walked through your home at night thinking that you could make it without turning on a light, only to stumble onto something unexpectedly set in your path? When you cannot see where you are going, you are likely to get tripped up. On the other hand, your way is obvious when you simply turn on a light. Ooh, be a light, people. The Bible tells us that walking in righteousness is just like walking in the bright light of day. But choosing rebellion is like stumbling around in a deep darkness. You never know what hit you. You never know what will hit you until it's already too late. The lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day. But the wicked walk in thick darkness is like those who travel in a fog and yet don't have a clue why they keep stumbling. That's Proverbs 4, 18 to 19. Are you choosing the light? Is your path brightly lit? Or are you standing in total darkness? If so, then flip the switch. Pray that you will make wise choices. Seek his wisdom for your life. He wants to shine brightly for you. Let him in, and he will gladly be your eternal light, illuminating your days. Flip the switch. Flip the switch, people. Today, be kind to somebody else. Today, learn your purpose. Because once you know your purpose, a lot of the questions you have for life will be answered. Stay amazing. Be powerful. You have so much more. You know, you have so much to offer. Offer it. Share it. Don't just keep, you know, those talents and those, the talents and your services and all that to yourself. Share them. Be kind to others. Love those as you will love yourself. Love your neighbor as you will love yourself. Open up the Bible. Ask questions. Seek. Find. You know, he's not too far. He's actually like right there. Like right here. Like if I turn around, like he's right there. I don't want to scare people. I'm just saying, you know, I'm speaking in metaphor, right? God is always just a breath away. Like, he's just like, Lord, I need you. And he's like, he just can't wait. He just can't wait just to get in and show up and show out in your life. Give him the opportunity to do it today. Give yourself the opportunity to know your purpose, because knowing your purpose will answer a lot of the questions you have about life. Be kind to others so they can be kind to you. And guess what, y'all? Even when they're not kind to you, continue to be kind to them. You don't know where they're at in life. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what their battles are. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. There's a lot of people are suffering in silence. So there's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's just a lot of people that suffer in silence. They choose to do that. They'll medicate themselves because they don't want to feel their brokenness. But if you don't experience the brokenness, you cannot begin to heal. Okay? So, and you can take that to the bank. Thank you for tuning in for the whole hour. God bless you guys. Don't forget to follow me in all the social medias. That's Emma E2K, the letter E, the number 2, the letter K, one word, Emma E2K. Or you can go to emmae2k.com. Show me some love over there on my website. Shout out to healingqueens.org, which is my nonprofit organization where we do life with women before, during, and after crisis. If you want to support that, we have a PayPal, which is healingqueens with a Z at the end, at gmail.com. Or if you go right to the website, healingqueens.org, and order something from the website, it goes straight to the organization and allows us to continue to financially be able to help the women that we service. So thank you so much. Have an amazing day. But better yet, have an awesome, awesome week. Stay blessed. Stay being you. Stay being grateful. But stay being loving. We need more love. We definitely need more love, because it's just not enough love to go around. So stay amazing, be beautiful, be great. And don't forget that he'll meet you right where you're at, in your hot mess right there, in your confusion, right there where you think you know it all, right there where you don't know if you know anything. He will meet you right there. All you have to do is ask. He's the perfect gentleman. He just waits for the invitation. Have an amazing day. Peace. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with you and Pa.